Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
White privilege is just an acknowledgement that our world is uneven. We live in a country that's unequal.
All human beings share solidarity. All of us are made in God's image equally and therefore worthy of dignity. We're all ruined and rebellious against God and therefore calls us solidarity and sin. And we all need the same Savior.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Congratulations, you are living in a backwards movie. This is Wretched Radio. What happens, Jimmy Jam, when you watch Finding Nemo backwards?
What happens?
Thanks for asking. A fish and his son travel back from Australia just in time to see a shark spit out his wife and children. Well, see that now it's a very nice tale. So, too, would be Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory if you watched it backwards. A factory owner rescues a series of children and saves the town's economy by hiring local workers and employees. That's what happens when you watch a movie backwards, and that is the movie that you and I are currently living in. What is true is now false and vice versa. You and I look at the narrative that God is writing, and it makes perfect sense. Here you see the depravity of man. Here you see good behavior. Here you see some foundational truths that help a society behave better and function better and provide greater human flourishing. That is not the way unbelievers currently see the world. And if you and I do not, I don't want to say get used to it because I don't think we want to get used to this because it's upside down. But unless we are aware that virtually everything we are seeing these days is backwards, you're going to go bonkers. You are going to continue to see political activity. You are going to hear one lie after another. You are going to see one effort to presumably improve the world when it does the exact opposite. And if we do not at least realize, why is this happening here? Why are we regressing with our thinking? I think you and I, our heads could crack open like melons, and we will get extremely crabby. We will become glum. We will become like godless people. They are an unhappy sort. They are striving. They are looking for things to make them satisfied and content, to bring them peace, and nothing but Jesus Christ can. And so they're never satisfied. They're never content. You can approve, you can give a hearty endorsement to every one of their sinful proclivities, and they're still not going to be happy. Why? Because they're not living the way that God designed the planet to run and for them to operate. And anytime you run contrary to the instruction manual of the Creator, you're going to be miserable. And so it is that people who are godless will be increasingly unhappy if they continue trying to write reality for themselves. They will be bucking against God's system, and it is bound to bring, and that is why you typically see it, don't you? That. You go to a liberal convention, it doesn't seem very happy. Everybody's complaining about everything. And if you and I aren't careful, I think we could become the exact same prototype. We could just fall right into that pattern. All the politicians are lying. Mainstream media, it's just constantly lying. What? That's not the way that it is. You're kidding me. No, that's the opposite of. And if we focus on that without at least understanding why this is happening, we're going to be in Crabbyville. I'm telling you, we will be as miserable and unhappy as they are. Carl Truman helping us to understand one of, and there are more than one player, but this probably is the big player these days that is causing so much of what you see in the political realm, social realm, Hollywood realm, university realm, corporate realm. That's now a realm. I never thought it would be a power center, but it is, where industries buy onto a worldview, and unless you adhere to it as a corporation, you're on the wrong side of history, and you could be canceled, you could be boycotted, people are going to do business with you, and so you need to maintain whatever is the current, quote, progressive, even though we know it's regressive, progressive worldview. And so they impose it on people. And we are seeing this so consistently. Frankly, there's barely one realm that is still standing that bucks against the current trends in all of these different authority centers. And that is the church. And even the church is starting to invite in the worldview that is causing this upside down thinking. It is, of course, critical theory. I know. We've talked about it a lot, and I'll be honest with you, as weary as I am, frankly, from the subject, it's the biggie. Seriously, this is the worldview that is going to storm through Western civilization and flip every single table upside down. Carl Truman, Evangelicals and Race Theory, How It Is That We Evangelicals Are Dealing With This Subject. Very helpful. Critical theory, whatever form it takes, relies on the concept of false consciousness. False consciousness. The notion that oppressors control society so completely that the oppressed believe their own interests are served by the status quo. Carl Truman, he's way smarter than I am. I don't know if he's smarter than you are, but this guy is aces smart. But he's worth the tough sledding because he gives us insight into why the world is making the decisions that it is, why it lies with impunity, obsessively almost. Case in point. You don't need to watch mainstream media for more than a minute to go, well, wait, you're talking like that now. Why don't you talk like that when your guys are doing that? It's a politician. It's people. They identify one thing on their side as this, but when it happens on the other side, it's that. Why? Because critical theory is invading every realm of our society. Critical theory, whatever form it takes, relies on the concept of false consciousness. In other words, they see the world differently. Their film is running backwards. The notion that the oppressors control society so totally that the oppressed believe their own interests are served by the status quo. In other words, you might see somebody, for instance, we'll use racial issues because that is a biggie. If somewhere in media, a black person says that they agree with conservative politics, how do progressives respond to that? Well, they will call that person either an Uncle Tom, nasty, or they will see that just proves it. See, that person is so oppressed, sometimes they actually side with the oppressors. Consider what that does. It shuts down any difference of opinion. What a handy little device they have concocted. We continue with Carl Truman. This is a wonderful idea. It allows every piece of evidence that might refute one's theory to be transformed into further evidence of how deep and comprehensive the problem of oppression is. So if somebody who is supposedly in the oppressed group agrees with the oppressor group, so defined, that's how bad the oppression is. It just proves what we've been saying all along, and that there are just two types of people, oppressor and oppressed. This totally steals away any opportunity for dissent, a differing opinion, or a conversation about the subject. If factory workers buy houses in the suburbs and vote for Republicans, that's not a fact that requires rethinking Marx's theories. No, it's a sign of how powerful bourgeois ideology has become. Are you tracking with Carl? So if you, the bourgeois division, you've got the proletariat and the bourgeois. The bourgeois are the oppressors. The rich folks, they oppress. And if somebody in the proletariat, the oppressed group, buys a house in the suburbs, you know, trying to kind of improve their life, it doesn't mean, therefore, that you should reconsider that there are only two classes and there's no way up any sort of social ladder, that you can't climb your way out of your current situation and move up. No. See, it just proves how powerful the bourgeoisie are. What are you to do with this? It is a no-win situation. They do not look at what is reality and watch the movie. No, they're watching the movie backwards. Everything is sideways. Everything is squirting out in a different direction. And if you and I can at least go, okay, I've got it. I know why this happens. Their father tells them to do these things, encourages them to think this way. And no wonder why they lie and everything is just squirting out absolutely wrong. It's because the father of lies loves to lie and his children lie. And you and I cannot be surprised anymore. This might help you if you're currently going ballistic, maybe bonkers with what's happening, say, in the political realm, the social realm, what's happening with morality and values at the university. I'm not saying that this is going to cause them to stop behaving backwards and thinking backwards, but it might just keep us from getting crabby and sour. I can't recall. It was some commentator that I was listening to that said, have you noticed how liberal people, they're just unhappy people? Now, they're not totally unhappy, but of course they can never be totally settled because they don't have the centerpiece of their life, correct? But I think as a rule, they're lacking joy down in their heart. And if you and I aren't aware of what the father of lies is up to and how he is persuading his children to follow him likewise, you and I are going to become crabby too. This is Wretched Radio. Clearly, I am not the sharpest bulb in the drawer. Nevertheless, I can figure this out. In order for a woman who is experiencing a crisis pregnancy to see an ultrasound, who 80% of the time chooses life, you've got to have an ultrasound machine. Perhaps you have the means to provide an entire ultrasound machine for a preborn center. If you do, please know the people who use these machines every day, they know their power and they are so grateful.
This is our sonogram room, but we call it the miracle room. But for many years, we didn't have much support for this miracle room. Thank you for the new machine that is on its way.
Thank you indeed. And if you could provide an ultrasound machine or an ultrasound for just $28, please consider doing so. Preborn.org/wretched.
Hey, thank you so much for deciding to join us today on Wretched Radio. We're certainly appreciative of you, and we appreciate your time, and do not take it for granted. We'd also like for you to take some time and check out Wretched TV, a daily 30-minute program with host Todd. Wretched TV contains live witnessing encounters and discussions of tough theological issues and various topics in the Christian community. You can find those full-length Wretched TV episodes available right now at wretched.org/TV. Wretched TV is also available on Roku, Amazon Prime, Truly, and Amazon Fire TV Stick. And it's only because of our gospel partners that we can make Wretched TV available to everyone. If you're not already a gospel partner, would you please prayerfully consider becoming one? Help us to continue making Wretched available to everyone. Wretched will honor your generous gifts with faithful stewardship and full accountability. You can give online at wretched.org or text the word Wretched to 44321. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Just pretend that I'm interviewing Paul Marty, the executive director of Tomorrow Clubs, kids clubs all throughout Eastern Europe. And I've asked him about the value of the Tomorrow Club partnership with Wretched, and he responded like this.
You know, I want to be sure that your audience knows how powerfully God has used our partnership with Wretched. With your help, we've seen thousands of kids come to Christ, whole families saved, communities transformed, and churches revived all across the former Soviet nations that we serve.
Thank you, Paul. I'll talk to you later. Thank you very much. If you have been supporting Tomorrow Clubs, wow, thousands and thousands of kids getting saved, families getting saved, churches revitalized. If you are not a supporter of a Tomorrow Club, please visit tomorrowclubs.org/wretched and join in this joint effort to save souls. tomorrowclubs.org/wretched.
Important dates in Christian history. 387 AD. Augustine of Hippo is converted. His writings became bedrock for the Middle Ages and were influential in the Reformation. The Confessions and City of God are still read by many.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Do not panic. This is just about as hip as we are ever going to get.
But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.
Well, maybe today you will. Not so sure about that, John. This is Wretched Radio. That, of course, was The Beatles with Revolution. It was a call to be peaceful as you go about the business of trying to change society. I'm not saying you have to dig the tune, but John Lennon actually was calling for peace as he was watching the new left go about the business of utilizing violence to try to tear down to society. He said, no, you want a revolution. We all want to change the world, but not like that. When you talk about destruction, you can count me out. You say you got a real solution? Well, we'd love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution? We'll do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you, brother, is you'll have to wait. You say you'll change the Constitution? We'd love to change your head. You tell me it's the institution. You better free your mind instead. Wow, suddenly he's actually sounding downright conservative compared to what is going on today. And then he concludes with a reference to Chairman Mao. If you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't going to make it with anyone anyhow. But increasingly today, people are making it with Chairman Mao. They're just not using his name. They have stolen his ideologies, which have root in the same Marxist fruit, to change culture and to change society. And while you and I perhaps get a little bit tired of all the critical theory, you are bathing in it right now. The Christian who sees the world rightly, this happens, that happens, it operates like this, then that's the consequence. It is all backwards now, and if you've been pulling out your hair, perhaps you have been finding yourself talking about nothing but these people that just keep lying and ruining our culture and changing our society. Let's see if we can figure them out so that if nothing else, we don't turn into them by just being sour. Carl Truman, compare the logic of critical race theory, that is the worldview that is being taught in universities, has been now for at least 20 years, at least. And students increasingly are learning about critical theory. Two classes of people, oppressor and oppressed, typically white, black. Doesn't seem to involve other shades of melanin. It's just white and black, and it's in the people who have got the power and the people who are being abused by the power. That's how the world is framed. Carl Truman, compare the logic of this critical race theory with Chairman Mao's infamous circular. This is 1966. This is a foundational document of the Chinese Cultural Revolution. Listen carefully. Words have slightly changed, but it is the same godless theory. If you simply substitute, when you hear the word bourgeois, that's Marxism at its core, bourgeois, the rich folks, the powerful folks, make that white in your brain. And when you hear the word class, think race, because that is how this theory has morphed. That's why it's typically called critical theory, and then fill in the blank, critical blank theory, critical justice theory, critical race theory, critical social theory, critical political theory. It's the same framework. You just substitute some words. This is from Chairman Mao. Just, by the way, I'm translating this for you. I think I pretty much nailed it. Just when we began the counteroffensive against the wild attacks of the bourgeoisie, white people, the authors of the outline raised the slogan, "Everyone is equal before the truth." Okay. That's what the bourgeois would hold on to. Everyone is equal before the truth. Truth reigns. Figure out what is true, and then everybody operates in those system, in that paradigm. This is the bourgeois slogan, said Mao, completely negating the class nature of truth. Hear that? The class nature of truth. That's what we're hearing today. Truth can only be understood by the oppressed people. When it comes to justice, when it comes to history, when it comes to criminology, when it comes to morality, only the oppressed know truth. What was being taught before Mao was, no, truth is truth, and we all live within those guidelines. And here's what Mao said, and this is what exactly what we are teaching today to our kids. The bourgeois slogan completely negates the class nature of truth. They use this slogan to protect the white or bourgeoisie and oppose the proletariat. Or black people, or the poor people, or the oppressed people. Oppose Marxism, Leninism, and oppose Mao Zedong's thought. In other words, Mao was a Marxist, and he was spouting critical theory, even though he probably wouldn't have used those terms. He was basically tweaking Marxism, that only people who are oppressed can really know what is true. We've got to get rid of the old truth. Is that sounding familiar? We've got to get rid of the old morality. We've got to get rid of anything that was concocted or created by the bourgeoisie, the powerful, the oppressor, or typically white people who are in power, typically males from Europe. And that means science, math, values, communication, language, all of culture as you know it, got to go. What is it? Critical theory. What is critical theory? It is redefining truth. Truth is no longer truth. Truth is defined by those people who have been hurt or oppressed. Back to Truman. Critical race theory is extremely seductive. We need to know this. Who wants to be guilty of standing on the side of the oppressors rather than in solidarity with the victims of injustice? It's true, isn't it? You take a look at the riots that happened last summer and you go, hey, whoa. Truth says that's out of control. No. The new truth, as we watch culture's movie Backwards, says you don't know truth. Those people who are burning down buildings, they know truth. They've determined this is justice. Therefore, it's fine. Now, this isn't going to keep you from just, but it might just keep your head from cracking open and understanding, okay, this is it. They watch the movie Backwards. It's like watch the movie Jaws backwards and the shark looks quite nice. That's their reality. And this is the world that we live in. Critical theory is extremely seductive. The theory is likewise hard to oppose since it denies the legitimacy of arguments that call it into question. So this is why you saw last summer the mayor of Minneapolis saying, well, you know, maybe, you know, not quite totally defunding the police, get him. Why? You are either fully for it or you are a liar. You're the liar. You bring what we know as common sense to a conversation. Or, hey, could we talk about this? Nope. Off with your head because you're just totally wrong. Now, I'm not saying literally, at least not yet. That's what they did in France. We're not there yet. Mercifully, we won't be. But you get the point. You either fully buy in. The he who is not with us is against us rhetoric ensures that even tentative reservations will sound racist. And nobody wants to identify with that. You don't want to be anti-racist. Who wants to appear to deny that Black Lives Matter? And if you're, that's why it doesn't take much for you to be esteemed as racist these days. That is our critical race theory world. That is what your kids are being taught in school. Don't believe me? As we speak, the history books are being rewritten. In fact, in Minnesota, very specifically, in Minnesota, they have to every decade, they go about the business, a committee every 10 years goes through the curriculum from the Department of Education. Social studies standard is being revised right now. Here's what is no longer going to be covered in Minnesota schools in the social studies and history books.
Whoa.
Jimmy, could you help me with this? It's spelled WORLD.
World.
WAR.
War.
And it's got an I.
One.
Huh. And then it's got two. The next one has two I's. I don't know what that thing was anyway. I guess it could go. So could the Holocaust Kaoust, I guess.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Yeah, don't need that. Civil War, the American Revolution, communism, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. What's it being replaced with? Systemic racism in the U.S. is rooted in our founding. Developing a respectful awareness of LGBTQ community. The Reconstruction period, specifically successful efforts to disenfranchise newly freed Black Americans. An analysis of the ideology of manifest destiny and its relationship to whiteness, Christianity, and capitalism. Congratulations. This is our world. How do we counter it? You keep teaching truth. You keep preaching truth. They need a supernatural work of the Holy Spirit that only comes through regeneration. Keep preaching the gospel. And as you do, to keep your head from exploding, remember, we are living in the system of the father of lies and his children. This is Wretched Radio.
Books of the Bible. 2 Samuel tells about King David's reign over Israel. Even though David was a man after God's heart, he still gave in to temptation and suffered bitter consequences. Yet David repented of his sin and was forgiven by God. Remember, there is only one perfect and faultless king, Jesus Christ. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Oh boy! Oh boy! Story time! From a French woman. Well, at least her name is Anani Moo. This is Wretched Radio from newsdiscourses.com. A woman who will go nameless lest she lose her job has a PhD in women's studies. Don't panic. The story gets better. Didn't it used to be amusing when we would hear about women's studies in universities? You would go, oh, okay. All right. What are you going to do with that degree? It's a rewriting of history. Well, guess what? That mindset that has driven women's studies, it is now pervasive. It is in the math department. It's in the science department, sociology. You cannot escape the mentality that is being forced down the throats of university students everywhere in the West. I write under a pseudonym because if my colleagues were to find out about my criticisms of this field, I would be unable to find any employment in academia. That someone who critiques the field of study feels compelled to write under an assumed name tells you everything you need to know about the authoritarianism underpinning this ideology. In other words, conversation is now shut down. You will accept our truth. Do you remember when Roe v. Wade was, well, I don't like to say made law, but when the Supreme Court made a really bad decision, rendered a poor verdict, we still debated the subject. What happened when the LGBTQ movement started to make grounds? They just wanted minimum this. Okay, now this, now that. Now we'd like this. We're going to have that. You will approve it, and you will not disagree. The conversation is shut down. Any criticism is called hate speech. Don't believe me? Take a trip to Scotland. If you say anything that makes somebody feel bad in that community inside of your own four walls and somebody tattles on you, you've committed a crime. That shutting down of the conversation is exactly what is happening these days with critical theory, with racial issues, with political issues. Your truth is now a lie. What you believe about morality and values and science and logic and reason, lies, lies, lies. You are from the pit of hell if it existed in the liberals' mind. They are the carriers of the truth torch. They are the light of the world. They're on the right side of history, and you are a knuckle-dragging Neanderthal who don't know nothing about anything, and the values that you do hold are anti-values, and you need to be stopped and silenced. back to our story from the PhD in Women's Studies. As a young university student encountering critical social justice ideas, it felt intoxicating. This is so instructive. Like stumbling into a portal into a new world. See, that's what critical theory does. It explains the world in a tidy fashion, an easy, simplified fashion, all wrong, but you get it. I think that's part of the appeal of Marxism. Oh, okay. There's this group and that group. That's it. That's how the whole thing functions. I now take that and I apply it to everything. The Christian worldview, you have to think. You have to take a look at each realm. Then you need to consider the entire teaching of the Bible, all of the other considerations, explicit, implicit verses, church history, how the gospel might inform it. Then you come up with a decision. Oh, that's work. Not so with critical theory. Okay, there's the oppressor and the oppressed. Got it. Good guys, bad guys. Got it. Truth, lies. Got it. And who defines what is truth? They do. And if you disagree, you're a liar. It was intoxicating for this woman, like stumbling onto a portal into a new world. I felt like a detective. With my newly developing critical consciousness, understanding society for the first time, all the oppression, the sexism, racism, the evils of capitalism, and so on, it felt righteous. Like I was part of a counterculture movement, a vanguard helping to bend the moral universe toward justice. Need to get that, need to grasp that. Your child, if they do not really know how to put together a Christian worldview, will leave your home and they will be intoxicated too. This is easy. And it's kind of Gnostic. You see, you don't know you're that way, but I do because I understand critical theory. And so that means, white person, you're racist. I know these things. There's an appeal to Gnosticism. That's why it has endured for so long. That is why it was making inroads into the church instantly in the first century. This idea that I get the world now. I didn't get it before because they didn't understand. Why do we see evil and good together? This should be 101 Christianity. That a person understands this is why there's pretty stuff. This is why there's beautiful music. This is why there are pleasant experiences. This is why there are lovely sunsets and storms and tornadoes and hurricanes and earthquakes and murder and violence. The Christian worldview gets it. Right away in Genesis, we find the answer. Hat tip to Ken Ham. And it's hard to think all of this through. And they run off to university and they're told, no, this is how it works. You've got people who have and those who don't. That's it. So that's why capitalism is bad. It's got to go. Okay. And this is why you see the things that you do, because there's people who oppress and they just use their privilege to get pleasure. Oh, okay. Got it. That's simple. Got it. Simple. And this woman was intoxicated. And your child will be too. Back to our story. But after a couple of years, this ideology is my guiding framework. I grew exhausted by feeling constant anger. That is what critical theory breeds. And if you and I don't get our brains around what they're doing, who their father is, we're going to get angry too. And we don't want to be angry. God wants us to have joy, not just shalom and peace. Joy, certainly not anger. Back to our story. I became tired of focusing on all the injustices of the world, not on what I had to be grateful for. It was a miserable, resentment-based life, and I felt helpless to solve the world's problems. Why are so many people who promote critical theory so dour, glum, joyless? This is why. It stokes the furor. And if you just watch their thinking put into practice, you're going to get angry too. Guard your heart. Guard your heart and your mind through faith in Christ Jesus. Nothing else. Faith in Christ Jesus. Simplicity that is in Christ. He's in control. He's letting this nonsense happen. The father of lies is having his way right now in Western civilization. This does not mean the church is being threatened. It's not. He can't. Jesus is building it. And it's growing everywhere. It just happens to be that we're seeing our society flip right in front of us. It's been a long process. A pancake doesn't get flipped to the other side unless a ladle picks it up, turns it over, and flops it down. Yes, I'm using that as an illustration. It takes some time, and that has been going on. Critical theory has been invading for a long time. When I began my PhD program in 2013, a highly ranked university is where I attended, I began to see that something about my new colleagues was different from what I remembered about my colleagues just a few years earlier. She recalls, we exchanged ideas. Hey, let's take a look at what these conservatives are thinking. Let's talk through this. Not anymore. They seemed angry, self-righteous, and determined, lacking the intellectual humility that I had admired so much from my friends in the master's program. I now realized these students were woke. Think critical theory. It makes sour, and it'll make you sour if you just look at it and don't understand it. I realized critical social justice ideology is not only intellectually vacuous, it is downright dangerous. And that the reason it has captivated so many minds is not because of the strength of its ideas, but because it has succeeded in silencing more reasonable and time-tested principles. Remember, we can't hear your ideas. We shut you. You're either fully for us or you're totally against us. No debate. Settled science. It is a great shame, she writes, that an essential site for the transmission of civilized values, civilizational values, academia, universities, was lost decades ago. 1951, William Buckley observed Yale University was no longer producing graduates who had a commitment to fundamental American values. The advancement of critical social justice ideology has been well documented at this point, so it is not necessary to trace that history here. Suffice it to say, our universities are so infected with critical social justice ideology that they are probably not salvageable at this point. How do we deal with it? We understand it, and then we just get back to doing what we've always supposed to been doing the entire time anyway. Make disciples, preach the truth. Do people love it? Yes, God's sheep hear his voice, they hear him calling, and they come running. Whether we are living in a critical social justice theory, Marxist, Gramscian, Maoist sort of world or not, it does not make any difference. Our mandate is to preach the truth in a world of lies. This is Wretched Radio.
Finding money in your pocket that you didn't even know you had. Sleeping for the first time on a new set of sheets. When that cop that's driving behind you changes lanes and goes around. And becoming a gospel partner. Those are just some of the best feelings in the world. And you can experience one of them right now. Supporting Wretched means helping to spread the gospel, equipping the saints, and strengthening the local church. Every penny you give is carefully and gratefully stewarded away. As a matter of fact, 83% of every dollar you give goes directly to ministry. Wretched will honor your generous gifts with faithful stewardship and full accountability. So if you're not already a gospel partner, would you please prayerfully consider becoming one? Not only will you help to keep Wretched on the air, but it will feel better than walking out of work on a Friday afternoon. If you are a gospel partner already, then we are eternally grateful for you. Visit wretched.org/donate right now to find out how you can become a gospel partner. That's wretched.org/donate.
Yep, I get it. The thought of not having traditional health insurance, it just feels kind of scary. I would like to encourage you to discover what Mrs. Friel and I have learned about MediShare. It is affordable, biblical health sharing. 400,000 Christians strong. This is no fly-by-night organization, a ministry that has existed for 27 years, and they have covered together over $4 billion in medical expenses. Please be encouraged to at least check out MediShare.com/wretched. The average family will save approximately $500 per month. And you can sleep at night knowing that MediShare is sound, affordable, biblical health sharing. MediShare.com/wretched.
So what do selfie sticks, John Fabares, and snacks all have in common? Simple. They're all necessities on your next road trip. The road trip to truth. Obviously. I mean, who takes a road trip without John Fabares? You never will again after you watch Wretched's newest resource, Road Trip to Truth. Join John as he sets out on a journey to find answers on the topics of evolution, depression, the reliability of the Bible, the existence of God, and of course, truth itself. Not only can you purchase the 13 full-length episode show, but you can also purchase the Bible study course, perfect for middle schoolers through adults. As Tim Challies put it, far too many young people are crying out for solid content while their youth leaders serve them nonsense. Road Trip to Truth is unashamedly and effectively dealing with real, meaty, life-changing truths of the Christian faith. Just head on over to roadtriptotruth.org and get stocked up with everything you need for your next road trip. Well, everything except the selfie sticks and snacks. That's roadtriptotruth.org.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the Advocate. When we as God's redeemed people sin, Jesus is our advocate before the Father. It is on the basis of Christ's righteousness that we are saved, not our own works.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Well, let's just see who's been paying attention, shall we? This is Wretched Radio. Jimmy Jam!
Yes.
It is quiz time for you, sir.
Uh-oh.
You have just listened to several lectures on critical theory, how the world currently thinks, two different classes of people, oppressor and oppressed, period. Now, I am going to read several stories to you, headlines, some of the details, and you are going to explain to me from a critical theory perspective how it is that this makes sense to the world. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. So, in other words, you are going to be a critical theorist. Uh-oh. To explain to me why this is. See, I read these headlines and I go, ah! And you are going to call me down by saying, oh, you simpleton. Okay. Here's how critical theory explains exactly why this makes sense. Are you ready, sir?
Oh, yes.
Any confusion about the instructions?
No.
How long did we rehearse this?
Not at all.
Here we go. Headline number one. Transgender males still fared better than women in sports despite taking hormones for a full year. Now, let me give you the details on this. As you know, boys can now say that they're girls and participate in women's athletics because, remember, there's no difference. You just have to believe it, and that's what you get to be. The findings indicate that a one-year reduction in testosterone by a trans ID male, in other words, a dude who thinks he's a dudette, does little to eliminate the physical features acquired throughout childhood and puberty that offer immense competitive advantage. I said those words, that one gender might have advantages over the other in certain areas. Just pretend I didn't say that. Quote, it is clear that no amount of hormonal reduction or time in that state will cause reduction in structural enhancements such as bone size, heart size, neutral adaptations, blood volume, lung capacity, upper body strength, and other attributes that impact sport performance. They tried to bring down the testosterone level. Ah, that's how we'll make them equal. Guess what? It doesn't. And they still have an advantage. Jimmy Jam!
Yes.
I think this is absolutely bonkers. Dudes are dudes. Dudettes are dudettes. Clearly, God has gifted them in different ways. And we need to just keep separating them to have them run with the like kind.
Well, if I can't be a girl today because I feel like a girl, then you're just oppressing me, Todd.
Ah, there it is.
That's not fair.
That's it right there. See, we can't oppress these people. It's not fair. Yeah. Any other problems that you see from me reporting this story? Critical theory, Jimmy Jam?
You're being very judgmental.
I am being, and it's the wrong judgment.
Right.
Anything that my skin color might have to do with this? Oh,
yeah, it's because you're white. That's right. I can't be a girl today because you're white.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you and I, we read stories like this and we just shake our heads. The world goes, what's your problem? What is your problem? The textbook for morality has been thrown out. the textbook for logic and reason and what is observable, it's gone. So is science and math, by the way, if it does not conform to critical theory. How are you enjoying this new world order that you're living in? When you, like you're living in 1984, the Ministry of Truth. You remember the Ministry of Truth in 84, in 1984? They went about the business of taking stories and literally rewriting them to come up with the national line. And they were called the Ministry of Truth. And they were perfectly fine with it. And we go, we're there. This is where we are 1984. And critical theory is the mechanism that is being used. Why? Because it's all about lies. Its foundation is lies. Its application is lies. Its author is the liar who's been a murderer from the beginning. It was the Ministry of Peace, and they were always going to war. It was the Ministry of Plenty, the Ministry of Plenty, as they rationed out food. And it made perfect sense in a 1984 world. We're there right now. You ready for the next story?
Oh, Amy? Yeah. Hey, hit me.
All righty, here we go. Teen Vogue. You know this is going to be good. Teen Vogue teaches minors to get birth control without parents' permission. How cool. The title of the article was called How to Get Birth Control If You're a Teen. If your parents aren't on board, there are still ways to access birth control. Oh, how nice. That the government and Teen Vogue magazine, is telling our kids how to skirt the authority of parents. Birth control is free under many insurance plans, but you're likely insured through your parents. Sorry, I emphasize the way that I imagined it was written, which means they might see the prescription on their statement. How can I? This is like teaching you to cheat. Mm. This is just teaching how to change your grade when you bring home the report card. This is how to get into your parents' finances and cook the books. Wow. In that case, clinics can help hook you up. Interesting phrase. With a birth control method you can afford. Some brands of the pill, for instance, are a lot cheaper than others. Or discuss a sliding fee scale with you. How nice. All right, Jimmy. Outrageous. Parents are the ones who should be helping the child make big decisions in life and overruling them if necessary because they're older and they're wiser.
No, no. My body, my choice.
Right.
You don't want me. It's because you're white.
And here's how far it goes. And white people are the ones who concocted the idea of family.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Mom and a dad. Children who are submissive and under authority, and we do not want family structure. That is precisely what was stated. They pulled it down now. What was stated forever on the Black Lives Matter website.
It was.
Because family is a social construct of white European males. It's got to go. That is why you see stories like this. And this is why... Sorry, I know we've just been beating this horse to smithereens about critical theory. It is everywhere. It's infecting everything. And if you just keep your eyes open for it, you're going to go, oh, there it is. Right there. Okay, got it. There. And then you can engage the conversation. And you know what we're going to continue to come back with, where this is going to ultimately come back? Says who? Says who? Let's just say... that white European males concocted the idea of a mother and a father and children. Let's just say that that was their idea. That still begs a question. Is it a good idea or not? So just for the moment, let's forget the originator, the author of the idea. Is it a good one or not? And they're going to say something like, well, we want to be on the right side of history. Cool. What does that mean? And how do you know? And isn't it true that the people who determine who's on the right side of history happen to be the side of history that's alive and everybody else is dead and they really can't defend their ideas? So we need to figure out, is family a good idea? How do you think we can figure that out and know objectively? I mean, after all, don't you want to live in a world that actually has truth? And I would suggest to you this at this point in time. I think true truth, I think actually might become appealing to people. read one commentator. Actually, I think it was the woman who was the woman studies major who now sees how horrible that the critical theory worldview is. She actually thinks that the Gen Y and Z or whatever number letters that we're on right now, because critical theory is really about undermining the status quo, and that's very appealing to youth, that now that critical theory is becoming established, they'll want to undermine that. That might be. I would suggest to you, though, I think people are getting tired of meh and tired of just being told what clearly does not seem to be right. A boy running in a girl's track race. I mean, that just the internal the dissonance that has got to cause. Absolutely. Yes. Good idea. That the 6 foot, 6 inch, the guy who identifies as a woman. Yes, absolutely. Should be playing basketball. Yes, that's a great. And women, the girls should be playing football, because there was one girl once, I think, that was able to kick field goals. So, yes, women should be playing football with the guys. Yes, that's making perfect. I think that they are actually going to start getting fed up with it, too. And I think just maybe, they might even be more interested in truth. And if my experiences on the university campuses are any indication, they will listen. Don't speak arrogantly. And you don't even need it to be authoritatively, but speak it confidently. Was just watching. I had an encounter he was a journalism student at Kennesaw State University. I think I talked to him for almost an hour. And I just saw the video of it. He was looking right into my eyes. Right? Interesting. Now, it could have been his polite Gen Z indoctrination that kept him there, but I don't think so for an hour. We're living in a critical theory world, which means we're living in a world of lies, and lies bum you out. Lies are tired. Who likes to operate in a world of vagaries, of shifting, constantly changing moralities, grounded in absolutely nothing? And I think now more than ever is the time to simply state, says who? Thus saith the Lord. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.